Advocates of Maine's 40-year-old bottle deposit law are concerned about a proposal to lower the deposit on liquor bottles from 15 cents down to 5 cents. The lawmaker behind the bill says she's simply trying to make the state law more consistent and fair, Mal Leary reports.
Earlier this year, the Maine legislature imposed a nickel deposit on small, single-serving containers of liquor, commonly known as nips. The new requirement came in response to growing concerns about litter and reports of the empty 50-milliliter bottles being thrown out car windows onto roadsides. Republican Governor Paula Page opposed the nips deposit bill, as did GOP Representative Ellie Espling of New Gloucester, who is now proposing that the deposit on all liquor containers sold in the state be lowered to a nickel.
It's a business issue where they're putting 5 on one and 15 on the other, and no other state in the country has two different levels for spirits.
Espling says she expects that some lawmakers may instead propose an across-the-board deposit of a dime, but she believes reducing the deposit to the lower amount is a fairer approach, that she expects opposition to the bill will emerge in the next session that begins next week.
You're getting 5 cents on nip bottles, which you never got before, you know, so I think at the end it's going to be a wash. I don't think it's enough money to really worry about. I think the concern will be opening up the bottle bill.
Espling insists that she is not trying to go after the bottle law, but advocates of the law say they are on constant watch.
It seems to be an onslaught of attacks year after year.
Sarah Lakeman is the director of the Sustainability Project at the Natural Resources Council of Maine.
You know, I'm glad that this one isn't trying to remove containers from the bottle bill, but I definitely see it as another attempt to weaken it.
Lakeman says the bottle deposit law, which first took effect in 1978, has become part of the state's culture and has led the way for other recycling and waste reduction efforts. She believes that lowering the 15-cent deposit on liquor bottles will only do harm.
It's the redemption centers that would suffer, and also the charities that rely on bottle drives. You know, they would get a third of what they used to from these liquor and wine bottles. And I just don't really see what problem they're trying to fix by lowering it to 5 cents.
Lakeman expects other environmental groups to oppose the bill, which will have a public hearing on January 17th before the legislature's Environment and Natural Resources Committee. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.